I'm going back to Matthew chapter 11, and I'm going to read there from verse 25. We looked at this last Sunday where we started to just see that invitation of Jesus where he says, all you who are heavy and weary and burdened, come to him. And so we wanted just to go a little bit deeper in that because it's so full of insights for us right now as Jesus is inviting us to go into this word to start to explore the life of this and become one with what he is saying over here. So in verse 25, Matthew 11 verse 25, at that time Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. Can you see the emotions of God in all of this? All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so last Sunday we were looking at this from the place of how do we today live with all the pressures of the world, with all the everything that's going on in our lives, with the trauma, the pain, and all these things, how do we live today? And so Jesus is inviting us to learn how to come to him and how to begin to receive his rest, his refreshment, his peace, his very energy operating within us, alive within us, so that we are able to face whatever we're facing, but yet we are not being sort of burnt out. We are not getting sort of hopeless and throwing in the towel, etc. And so that was what we were looking at last Sunday. And just beginning to realize that Jesus gives the invitation, but we take the response. He's inviting us to come. So it's our free will that says, yes, Lord, we're coming to you. And I'm coming to you to be able to receive from you your rest. Okay, and that's a big thing because Christ's rest is a bit different to our stress. There's a big difference over there in Christ's rest because remember Jesus says, peace I leave you, okay, not as the world gives, because I have overcome this world. And so we're entering into the rest that Jesus gives that enables us to be able to live despite everything, but inside there's a tremendous rest, there's a tremendous peace, there's a tremendous refreshment that's a reality within us. So we looked at that last Sunday, but we want to go a little deeper this morning. In verse 25, Jesus says over here, at the time Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. And we just mentioned something very briefly there last Sunday. Here we see Jesus is praising his Father, who is the sovereign owner of heaven and earth, who is the Lord of all things. He is the sovereign. Everything belongs to him. So here we see Jesus in this place where he is living in the reality that my Father is the Lord of heaven and earth. Everything belongs to him. And all of a sudden we start to see, because Jesus says over here, we must learn from him. Take up his yoke and learn from him. So let's learn from Jesus. Jesus now is very conscious that Father, you're the Lord of all. Okay? Jesus is very focused in understanding what the kingdom of God is. God is Lord of all, but we don't see his kingdom manifesting on the earth. So Jesus now begins to share with us his focus. He begins to share with us what drives him. He begins to share with us the way he's thinking. Because we have this world and all that Satan's in the control of this world. We have all the issues that are taking place. The Romans have got the Israelites enslaved. There's all this taking place. There's so much sin taking place. All this idol worship, you name it. All that's taking place, and Jesus is in the midst of all of this, and he says, Father, you're the Lord of all. And then he teaches us to pray, Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. In all the midst of all this, let your name be so glorified in all this mess of humanity and sin. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we're learning from Jesus, living in this world, but where is the manifestation of the kingdom of God in all this? And so we see Jesus is starting to unlock for us something very profound in understanding how he thought about this world, in understanding and how he understood his Father's involvement, what his Father wanted to do. Because when we are connected, yoked with Jesus, we're going to be one with him in the Father's will, in doing the Father's work. And so Jesus begins and he starts to share with us in as he introduces the reality of the call to come to him, all who are weary and burdened. And he starts to share this. Now, he goes on and he says over there, all things have been committed to me by my Father. And those all things is, Jesus says, I've come to reconcile all things back to the Father. So here we see the reality where we see Jesus is saying, Father, you are the Lord of heaven and earth, yet I've come to see your kingdom manifest here in this earth, upon this earth. So what's the difference? What is the reality of God being Lord of all, and yet we need to see his kingdom manifest? When Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, what is he meaning? When Jesus teaches us how to pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. What's he saying to us? This great, incredible commission, and yet in this great commission that he's sharing, he says, come to me, be yoked with me. If you're not yoked with me, you're not going to be able to keep up, because you're going to be overwhelmed by the pressures of life and the worries and the concerns. And so John the Baptist comes, and John the Baptist starts to preach, and he says over there, he's a forerunner, and he preaches and he says, repent, for the kingdom of God is near. It's about the kingdom. This world, God's the owner of all. But now, in this world, there needs to be a manifestation, there needs to be the reality of the kingdom of God taking place here on earth. Jesus comes, he's baptized. He's led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted for 40 days. He comes out of that experience and straight away he starts to preach the message of the kingdom of God. So he starts to tell people. He starts to demonstrate, my Father, you are the Lord of heaven and earth, but I've come here to see the kingdom, your kingdom, become a reality on this earth. And so we carry on and we see over here when Jesus, in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 7, then Jesus said, here I am, it is written about me in the scroll, I have come to do your will, my God. So Jesus, we're learning from him. Take up my yoke, learn from me, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is light, and easy. My heart is gentle and humble. I'll give you rest. So Jesus is teaching us over here, what is the kingdom of God then? What does it look like? In a nutshell, the kingdom of God, He's Lord of all. But the kingdom of God is when the reign of God and the will of God is being manifested on earth. So Jesus says, Father, the offering of the bulls and the sacrifices, their blood you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. I have come to do your will. How do we find rest? How do we keep in yoke with Jesus? Well, Jesus is always doing the will of the Father. One of the heaviest burdens that you and I carry is our self, is that old man, is that self-centered nature. It's me, 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 me. It's all about me. That's probably the heaviest burden that you and I carry around. Because as we're trying to live, we are burdened by unforgiveness. We are burdened by offense. We are burdened by this. We are burdened by that. It's a heavy burden to carry. And Jesus says, come to me and I will give you rest. Well, we know what he did on the cross. What he did on the cross, he buried and he killed that old Adam man, that self-centered nature that you and I have. And in him we can be set free from that total, because no longer is that power of sin controlling us. That's rest, freedom. We're no longer carrying that burden of all that junk that we're carrying around all the time. God loves us too much, so he speaks to us and he says, I've sent my son to set you free. And so the kingdom of God, Jesus came and he began to manifest the reign of God. He began to manifest the will of God in the lives of people. And people began to experience the reign of God. They began to experience the will of God through Jesus Christ. So Jesus is showing us all what the will of the Father is. So in the healing, the deliverance, the teaching, the feeding, you name it, the lifestyle of Jesus, Jesus is demonstrating the reign of God and the incredible will of God being released through his life. So he's teaching us, guys, seek first the kingdom of God. In other words, seek the reign of God. He's who he is. His incredible lordship, almighty God, seek that. And what's your will, Father? What are you wanting to do here on earth? Here I am to do your will. So the surrendered life is a place where we start to experience tremendous rest, refreshing peace with a surrendered life. Because we're not battling with self. Self ties us down. But when there's a surrendered life and Lord, I'm here, what you're wanting to do today, to see the manifestation of your incredible ways in this community, in this family, in this town, man, the joy and the fire of God and the energy of God and the love of God that just so works within all of us to be able to just continue to touch people's lives. Rest. Refreshing. The joy of the Lord. And so Jesus teaches us some amazing things. In John chapter 17 and verse 4, Jesus says, I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me. Jesus is revealing and making what the kingdom of God, the reign of God, the will of God, become a reality wherever he went. And at the end he says, Father, I have brought you glory on this earth. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, my Father in heaven. I have brought you glory because I have done everything that you wanted to do. I came to do your will so that people can see your reign over sin. They can see how you rule and reign over nature. How you rule and reign over limited supply of food. How you rule and reign over the science of water, and I can walk on water. How you rule and reign over demons inside people's lives. You can name it, and you see how Jesus demonstrated the will of the Father, who loves people, to come and save us from our sin. Why has the Holy Spirit been so beautifully involved in teaching us about atonement, about redemption? Because the kingdom of God is all about the redemptive power of God manifesting in the lives of people. The kingdom of God, because the reign and the will of God, you to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. The kingdom of God is about the incredible power, the redemptive power, the blood of Jesus, the sacrifice of Jesus, his death and his resurrection, all that he did on the cross, the power of God. The gospel is the power of God for salvation. So the kingdom of God is all about the incredible redemptive power of God through his son Jesus Christ to set people free so they can know that God is sovereignly Lord over all. And man doesn't have to be enslaved by sin and death. He can have eternal life. Oh, Tony, we've got a message to share, guys. You see, so when I'm showing you, don't just read the scripture and say, well, that's a nice portion of scripture. I'm showing you, let's go deep into it. Journey into the words, my Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Just from that Father, Lord of heaven and earth, we've taken probably 20 minutes just on that. Go in. Let it become reality. So it's not superficial. You into this word and it's live within you so that you can be effective in advancing the kingdom of God wherever you may be. We are the ambassadors. We are people that have the ministry and the message of reconciliation. And then he carries on and he says over here, come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. And learn from me. I am gentle and humble, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. Who this week, since last Sunday, has taken off your heavy yoke of your problems and all your self-centeredness and all the arguments and all that stuff that goes through the mind and the blaming and all that, who has put it down at the feet of Jesus and has gone and said, Lord, I've come to you and now I'm going to lift up your yoke and put it on me and become one with you together to do the Father's will? How many have practiced that this week and has begun to experience rest? Has begun to experience the reality that problem that I was trying to fight and deal with myself. I've had so many phone calls this week. And then most of them, the spouse is trying to change the other spouse's behavior. And they're worn out. That's a heavy burden. Shame. Oh, the parents trying to change the children's behavior. What a burden. Worn out. Facing all this stuff all the time. So I say, there's an easy way to do this. Stop trying to change your husband or your wife's behavior. You're not going to win the battle because he has or she has a free will. You have no authority over that person's free will. They must make a choice themselves. You make sure that you are growing and you are getting the healed. The more you know love, the more you will see how happy your marriage becomes. Because you are changing. Stop blaming everybody else for a moment. And then, so I said, do this. Jesus says, come to me. Okay? Will you come to Jesus? Yes, we will come to Jesus. I said, okay, now let's go into something a little bit deeper. Won't you pick up Jesus' yoke? And all of a sudden, and help them to visualize it. So they pick up the yoke of Jesus. And I said, now what takes place? You and Jesus are one. You're working together. You're in sync with him. Your heartbeat, his heartbeat. His mind, your mind, you are in sync because Jesus is bringing glory to the Father. So now you're in sync. Now together, all of a sudden, you've been trying to fight and change your husband or your wife's life ways all the time by yourself and you're worn out. But now, Jesus, we're in this together. What do you think about my husband or my wife? And you'll get a different answer because now your mind is no longer, your mind is getting linked with the mind of Christ. Your heart is getting the heartbeat of Jesus. So you start to keep in step with the Spirit as we go on. What takes place? Well, let's see what takes place when that starts to take place. When we start to pick up the yoke of Jesus. So John 14, Jesus says over here, and he's busy revealing the Father. He's showing us, we're learning from Jesus. It's all about, he came to make the Father known. So he taught us to pray, Father, your name be glorified. So our life, everything we do, whether we are a car mechanic, we are a teacher, makes no difference. Whatever we do, we've come to make the Father known in and through our lives because we have the Holy Spirit. And he says over here, and I'm going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me anything in my name and I will do it. Now picture this. Now you and I, we are yoked with Jesus. As a farmer, you know the yoking for the oxen, eh? We're now yoked with Jesus. Who's praying with you? You're no longer praying on your own. You're no longer, oh God, my family, oh God, this. Now you're yoked with Jesus, and together with Jesus, now, Jesus, thank you that you're my prayer partner. And whatever I ask in your name, because now we are linked, you will do it, so that our Father is glorified, because being yoked with you, everything that you are doing, be it the work we are doing, is for our Father to be glorified. Now the prayers are being answered. Because there's no longer carrying my self-centeredness and all my stuff over there and praying to sort out, make me feel happy about my justification or why not to forgive, my justification to blame, my justification to curse, my justification for this and all that there. That's heavy because your prayers aren't being answered. The only prayer that's being answered right now, if, when we do that, as God says, I'm going to bring you into tormentors. So that your life is so tormented and you get so sick and tired of trying to drag and justify your old nature that you can finally hear the good news that old nature has been crucified. Rise up in Jesus Christ. Jesus said his yoke is light. Have you ever wondered what his definition of light is? Ask him. To live in this world with all this trauma and all the pain, what's your definition of a light yoke? Go into it. Spend time with Jesus and put on his yoke and start to not only know intellectually but to know experientially it's light. You know the joy where you can walk into whatever situation and no matter the atmosphere, no matter all that's taking place, everyone's heavy. You walk in there with Jesus because you're yoked with Jesus and it's pretty light so that you can change the atmosphere and bring in light. The kingdom of God is to see the reign of God in that heavy darkness and the will of God manifest. Become a reality, touching humanity through us as his children in the power of the Holy Spirit, the good news of God. So we are not people that run away. We are like those firefighters and those guys that run into the dark pits. It's not about us. When you're yoked with Jesus, you'll see it's not about us. It's an incredible freedom that we have to just to be involved, to our Father be glorified here. Hallowed be your name. your kingdom come here. This family needs your kingdom. Jesus, we're in this together. You have overcome it all. And together, Lord, what a privilege now together to be able to see how what you have done on the cross manifest into their lives so that they can taste and see that God is good. Guys, we don't run away. We don't. It's no longer we who live, but Christ who lives in us. It's not about ourselves and trying to satisfy that old man, as we spoke many times. It's not nice carrying a coffin around the back of us all the time. It stinks. That coffin is cut off. We are a new creation in Jesus, new life in Him. And that's the way. So he carries on in chapter 15. We'll close over here. Because this is another way of Jesus using the same concept of being yoked. He just says it differently over here. I am the vine, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will even be more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Now remain in me, and I will remain in you. That's the same concept of being yoked with Jesus. We're in this together, we're yoked. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, he can do nothing. See the importance of being yoked with Jesus. Apart from being yoked with Jesus, we can do nothing. When we're yoked with him, we start to see the fruit. We start to experience the life. We start to experience the power of the cross, reality within our lives. And he carries on and he says, if anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burnt. If you remain, if you're yoked with Jesus and my words, see, we're in line with him. We've taken on his mind. We've taken on his truth. We've learning his teaching. We've agreed with his teachings. We're in intimacy, union, and relationship with Jesus, being yoked. If my word remains, when you ask whatever you wish, and it'll be given to you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remained in his love. The kingdom of God is the reign and the will of God. So Jesus is teaching us, just as I obeyed my Father, because the kingdom of God is his will being made known. So just as I obeyed my Father, and I did what my Father told me to do, you could see the reality. I revealed my Father. All the miracles and all the signs was a revelation of my Father. I obeyed. His will was done on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of God is manifested. So the kingdom of God is all about the reign of God, the ways of God, the will of God, touching humanity here on earth. That's our calling. That's the Great Commission. And that's what we're up to. So Rhea, the praying for your grandchildren. What a joy together with Jesus. I'm yoked. There's a problem. I'm not going to carry that problem on my own because it's too heavy. How am I ever going to witness to my children? How am I ever going to change them? How? Well, Jesus says, this is how. Be yoked with me. No longer is that problem just yours. Now, and I've already overcome it. I have already done it on the cross. We're going into another reality of prayer because we're learning to be yoked with Jesus as a great intercessor. We're going into a reality of incredible answers of prayer for our nations, for our communities, for our towns, for the families, wherever we may be. Because we are yoked with Jesus, and Jesus makes sure that the reign of God, the rule of God, the way God does things, becomes a reality on earth as you and I walk in obedience with Jesus. So Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey me. So that my Father is glorified, the kingdom comes. As believers, if we are disobedient, you don't see the manifestation of the kingdom. Okay? And this is what God is busy doing. This town needs to have a real manifestation of the reign and the will of God in the life of our town that we stay in. So you might have a problem at home. You have the joy, not the other one. You have the privilege, because you know now, to be able to come and say, Lord, together we want to see our Father's reign over this. We want to see the Father's will in all of us. My Father, you expressed your will when your Son went on the cross. You showed us what your will is, for all man to be saved, for all man to have eternal life, for all man to be set free from being slave to sin. So let's, together we're going to work together in this. And you start to see that yoke is light. Because now you're walking with Jesus and it's different. Amen. So Father, this morning as we again just learn a little bit more of what it means to be yoked with your Son Jesus. First of all, we want to thank you that the way we pray is going to be so different. Because we now have a prayer partner. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, but also who understands humanity very well. Jesus, thank you for the invitation that we can actually come and put our yokes down, and we can actually put our burdens down, we can put all that stuff that's bothering us, and we can lift up your yoke. And now we are together in it. And we look forward to see how these so-called problems that we had start to experience life. They start to experience supernatural intervention in ways that we thought would be impossible. But with you, there's nothing impossible for us who believe. So what a joy to be yoked with you, Lord. It's not a burden. What a joy to be able to leave my junk one side and to come and just lift up your yoke. You've been raised from the dead, Lord. You're not carrying our sin anymore. You're not carrying our sicknesses and diseases. That's been dealt with. We yoked with you as the resurrected Son of the living God, seated with you in the heavenly realms, in the midst of all the evil, the wickedness, the pain. And we thank you for the time where you're teaching us now how to live, how to be refreshed, how to constantly come to you, Jesus, to be refreshed all the time, so that we find the reality of the law of the Spirit of life within us, enabling us, empowering us, keeping that fire and that love aglow within us. And we thank you for this. So as we have communion this morning, Jesus, what a celebration to eat with you. We yoked with you as we eat together. We yoked with you as we drink and we eat the bread. We yoked with you, Lord, in your victory. We yoked with you, Lord Jesus, in your love for the families, in your love for our children, in our love for our grandchildren and so forth, in the love of the people that are all around us. So thank you for a moment that we can sit together and eat together with you. Amen. Amen.